Skagway and White Pass restart lease negotiations, and the Haines superintendent's evaluation is extended to a fourth meeting. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. After a close to two-year impasse, Skagway and the company that controls much of the town's waterfront have restarted negotiations. According to one Skagway official, White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad is proposing a 20-year tidelands lease extension that would make way for urgent port improvements. Some of the broad strokes of the agreement were discussed publicly at a meeting Wednesday night. Despite that, the municipality and White Pass are not releasing the full proposal to the public yet. The meeting started with a tie vote.
I'm just trying to see a way that we can do this without excluding the public.
Assemblyman Steve Burnham Jr. did not want to go into a closed-door meeting to discuss White Pass's new Tidelands lease proposal.
Because I feel that if we go into executive session to discuss this, we might as well not even bother.
Burnham didn't want to repeat history. In 2015, voters shot down a proposed lease extension between the city and White Pass. Many were distrustful due to what they said was a lack of transparency. The assembly voted 3-3 to go into executive session. Mayor Mark Schaefer broke the tie in support of executive session. Assembly member Tim Cochran said the purpose of the private meeting was to talk with the borough attorney.
I'd like to go in just to discuss it and then we make everything public.
Sure.
Did everything become public after the hour-long closed-door meeting? No. But Assemblyman Orion Hansen did reveal some of the details of the proposal as he made amendment suggestions.
Under number two, new lease agreement, this would be 15 years and not 20 years.
According to Hansen, White Pass is proposing a 20-year lease extension in order for improvements on the port to progress. Hansen suggests the city negotiate that time period down to 15 years. Since White Pass's current lease ends in 2023, a 15-year extension would take it to 2038. That makes the commitment 10 years shorter than the previous lease proposal. Hansen also seemed to refer to the proposed annual lease payments White Pass would give the city. It's not clear if the numbers are his suggestion or the railroad's.
And then in terms of the number values, year 1 through 5 would be $250,000, 6 through 10 would be $300,000, and 11 through 15 would be $325,000.
Hansen said with some tweaking, he thinks the proposal is a palatable deal.
From my perspective, and I voted against the lease before, there were three things I didn't like. I thought White Pass wasn't owning up to the remediation enough. I thought the terms of the lease were too long, and I thought the city wasn't getting a good enough deal.
There was some confusion about whether Hansen revealing certain aspects of the proposal meant the document was public. Here's Steve Burnham and Schaefer.
This document is not public, and so...
Well, it is now because we're talking about it.
Well, then are we releasing it so the public can review it?
I think that's where Orion was getting at.
White Pass President John Finlayson said he would like the document to remain private until the two parties come to a final agreement.
You released it to the public as a unified document, not a one to be negotiated. That was my intention.
The assembly agreed not to release the full proposal yet, despite the fact that some of the details are already out in the open. KHNS tried to confirm the details with White Pass officials. They did not return calls by deadline for this story. So one question remaining is at what stage the new lease proposal will be released to the public. A municipal negotiating team plans to meet with White Pass again July 6th. Another question is whether it will go to a public vote, like the last proposal. Hansen said he thought it should. But Finlayson said that could slow down progress.
I can't stress enough how important the timing is. I mean, you're so close that I wake up in the middle of the night worrying about it.
Skagway is working with a very tight deadline. It needs to renovate its port to accommodate bigger cruise ships due to arrive in 2019. If that deadline isn't met, city officials say they could lose out on millions of dollars in revenue. after three meetings, the Haines School Board is not done with Superintendent Tony Habra's first annual performance evaluation. After spending more than 2 hours behind closed doors Tuesday night, the board said they are not done with the assessment. They met to discuss the matter twice at the beginning of June. A salary increase in the coming year hinges on a successful review. The board has not yet scheduled a new meeting to continue the conversation. Just a couple weeks after the Alaska legislature passed an 11th-hour operating budget, Representative Sam Keto III will visit his constituents in Skagway. Keto will be in town Thursday, July 6th. From 1:30 to 3:45 p.m., he will hold individual meetings in City Hall. At 5:30 p.m., Keto will host a meet-and-greet at the Red Onion Saloon. Then at 7 p.m., he'll attend an assembly meeting where he'll take questions on the legislative session. To schedule a meeting with Keto, you can call his office at 465-4766. Keto is a Democrat in the Alaska House representing Skagway, Haines, Klukwan, Gustavus, and part of Juneau. His staff tell KHNS that Keto expects to visit Haines in August. Commercial salmon trawlers in southeast Alaska have their first king opening of the summer season Saturday, July 1st. For the summer, the fleet has an allocation of 90,000 Chinook managed under the Pacific Salmon Treaty between the U.S. and Canada. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is seeking to target 70% of that, or 63,000 treaty kings in the first of two possible openings. Grant Hagerman is the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's troll management biologist for Southeast. He says the department will be monitoring the catch and expects the opening to run 6 or 7 days.
Really, the first couple days is a large indicator of the abundance of fish. There's, you know, typically a buildup of fish that happen. Those first couple days, those fish are there, and catch rates just tend to drop. There's what we call kind of a fish down effect. So we're, you know, just hoping that the fleet stays in contact with us. We get some landing information and just find out how steep that fish down effect is and if we are seeing truly a reduced abundance of fish by day two, day three as those fish get caught up.
Because of low king salmon abundance, the overall troll allocation for combined winter, spring, and summer seasons is more than 100,000 fish lower than last year. The target number for this year's first troll opening is roughly half of the target from last July. The catch from the winter season this year was 42,500 treaty Chinook, while the catch from the spring season is expected to be just over 17,000 once the season finishes at the end of this month. The spring season was shut down for several weeks because of low returns to southeast Alaska rivers. Trollers catch a mix of hatchery and wild stock kings that originate in Alaska, British Columbia, and the Pacific Northwest states. The allocation numbers for treaty kings do not include fish that come from Alaska hatcheries. The troll fleet will get more of a chance to keep those hatchery Chinook later in the summer, sometime after the first opening. It's called a Mark Select fishery, where Fish and Game will permit trollers to keep kings that are missing their adipose fin, a mark of a hatchery fish.
So the Mark Select fishery is basically it's designed to allow them to harvest those surplus hatchery fish that are adipose clipped at a time when they normally would be shaking those fish and just targeting coho. So this is just an opportunity to take advantage of those fish that are around.
Hagerman says that fishery will be open sometime in between the first king opening and a second one in August. That's a time when the fleet is normally pursuing coho or chum salmon. The Mark Select fishery was tried later in the season last year. Something else new this year, the waters in the Northern Lynn Canal are closed to commercial trolling for the entire summer season. That's to protect kings returning to the Chilkat River near Haines. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.